Georgia's the new hotbed for musical talent, and the music industry knows it. Record executives are turning their eyes to the Peach State to discover the next big thing. On GPB's Peach Jam podcast, you'll hear those rising Georgia artists before anyone else. Listen and discover the sound of what's next on the Peach Jam podcast from Georgia Public Broadcasting.
Hello and welcome to the Georgia Today podcast. Here we bring you the latest reports from the GPB newsroom. On today's episode, former CDC employees gather outside the organization's Atlanta headquarters as a new vaccine advisory panel meets. A new study has recommendations for improving maternal health care in Georgia. And a new documentary on the 90s music festival Lilith Fair is premiering this weekend. We'll talk about the Georgia connection.
There's enough for everybody, and if we lift each other up and support each other, it'll just be that much better.
Today is Friday, September 19th. I'm Orlando Montoya, and this is Georgia Today. Former Centers for Disease Control and Prevention employees and agency supporters gathered outside the CDC building in Atlanta today, where a new advisory panel on vaccines was meeting. Retired CDC infectious disease physician Barbara Mattson called the panel's work concerning.
The processes that have worked well and protected Americans for decades are being disrupted, and I think the decisions that are being made are not based on the best science, and so we worry for the health of people.
By the end of the meeting, members had voted to remove a recommendation for a combination vaccine that protects kids from measles, mumps, rubella, and varicella, or chickenpox. A separate vaccine for those diseases is still recommended. The committee tabled a vote on the hepatitis B vaccine that kids receive soon after they're born. Several members were confused over language in the recommendation. As for the COVID-19 vaccine, it's still recommended for seniors, adults, and kids, but the committee changed language in its guidelines to ensure providers discuss risks and benefits of the vaccine. The vaccine will be available at pharmacies without a prescription. A Spanish-language journalist known for documenting immigration raids is facing imminent removal from the U.S. after an appeals court ordered his deportation. El Salvador native Mario Guevara was arrested in June while covering a protest near Atlanta and later was transferred to ICE custody. His arrest drew widespread criticism by press freedom groups. Today, the ACLU condemned the court's order, calling his detention, quote, a gross violation of his rights. A news conference on Guevara's situation was being held at the state capitol as we record this podcast. GPB's political reporter Sarah Callis is there, and you can get the latest at gpb.org/news. A group of supporters gathered outside the ICE field office in Atlanta today to call for the release of Rodney Taylor, a disabled Georgia barber being held in immigration detention. GPB's Sarah Callis reports.
Free Rodney Taylor!
Taylor has been in ICE custody in South Georgia's Stewart Detention Center since January. The 46-year-old Atlanta-area barber and a double amputee arrived in the U.S. from Liberia when he was 2 years old for medical care. Mildred Pierre, Taylor's fiance, says their family is leaning on each other and praying for his release.
We're all affected, somewhere, somehow. So it shows that, you know, there's unity in this space. I feel like, you know, the support is overwhelming, and I'm grateful for everybody that took their time to be here.
Taylor's family says he is not receiving proper medical care in detention. For GPB News, I'm Sarah Callis in Atlanta.
The chair of the Democratic National Committee will travel to Georgia this weekend to campaign for a state Senate candidate. DNC Chair Ken Martin's appearance for candidate Deborah Shigley highlights how much Democrats want to win a special election in a suburban district north of Atlanta. Shigley will face Republican Jason Dickerson on the ballot on Tuesday. Dickerson hopes to consolidate votes in a right-leaning district, while Shigley hopes to channel voter frustration with the GOP into an upset. A new study is making recommendations that could improve maternal health care in Georgia. GPB's Ellen Eldridge reports the recommendations come from analyzing 10 years of data on women's health.
The report from NORC, a nonpartisan data research center at the University of Chicago, makes several recommendations, including greater access to mental health care and Medicaid reimbursement. Some of the recommendations have already been implemented, including extending Medicaid through 1 year postpartum and improved cardiac care. OBGYN Dr. Keisha Collins sees patients in several rural counties in Middle Georgia, where she's often the sole provider. She says better cardiac care is a big deal for the state.
Maternal deaths from cardiovascular diseases is the second top category for where we lose our moms and our moms during the first year after pregnancy.
The remaining recommendations in the report have not been fully implemented. For GPB News, I'm Ellen Eldridge.
The August workforce report for Georgia shows a gain of 1,900 jobs, with the unemployment rate unchanged from July. The Georgia Department of Labor released data yesterday showing nearly 5 million people are employed in the state. Health care and social assistance reached all-time highs, as did the leisure and hospitality sector. Commissioners in Middle Georgia's Twiggs County last night unanimously approved rezoning 300 acres of timberland for a 900-megawatt data center. The vote came despite large opposition turnout and promises of a legal challenge. The project's developer told commissioners construction at the site won't begin until at least 2028. An annual celebration of Hispanic heritage, originally scheduled to take place in Savannah this weekend, won't happen this year over safety concerns. The Metropolitan Savannah Hispanic Chamber of Commerce was organizing the event, but decided a few months ago to change plans. The group's president and CEO, Alfonso Ribot, said his community is, quote, hurt and scared in the current political climate around immigration.
It's not just all the different immigration and things like that. It's actually, you know, I'm worried about the fact that since we are so polarized that people, malintended people, might start throwing things at the parade, or they might start inciting fights.
The festival was to take place in a downtown location that would invite the entire community to attend. Instead, it's been scaled back to a celebratory breakfast for ticketed event goers at a, quote, safe and inspiring private location. A former poll worker in Jones County in Middle Georgia has been sentenced to federal prison after admitting he mailed a bomb threat to fellow poll workers. Nicholas Wimbish of Milledgeville got into an argument with a voter while working at a Jones County precinct in October 2024. Later, he wrote a letter addressed to himself and his precinct co-workers in what was supposed to be the voice of the voter, threatening to harm, quote, woke liberal fraudsters. After admitting to the letter and to lying to the FBI about it, Wimbish was sentenced to 20 months in prison, to be followed by a year of supervised releases and a $2,000 fine. In Georgia sports, the Atlanta Dream were knocked out of the WNBA playoffs last night in the final 7 seconds of a game against the Indiana Fever at home in Atlanta. The Dream's Ryan Howard twice had trouble getting the ball in during the final seconds. The Fever's Lexi Hull stole the ensuing inbounds play, and the game ended 87-85 with the Fever winning a 3-game series and advancing to the WNBA semifinals. Atlanta has not won a playoff series since 2016.
Georgia is the new hotbed for musical talent, and the music industry knows it. Record executives are turning their eyes to the Peach State to discover the next big thing. On GPB's Peach Jam podcast, you'll hear those rising Georgia artists before anyone else. Listen and discover the sound of what's next on the Peach Jam podcast from Georgia Public Broadcasting.
The Shaky Knees Music Festival takes over Piedmont Park this weekend, marking its first year at the Midtown venue. The 3-day festival features headliners like Lenny Kravitz, My Chemical Romance, The Black Keys, Blink-182, and Vampire Weekend, alongside dozens of other acts across four stages. Organizers recommend taking MARTA or the Beltline to reach the park. A new documentary about the 1990s music festival Lilith Fair, meanwhile, premieres on streaming this weekend. GPB's Christy York Wooten reports on the legendary all-women concert series and its connection to Atlanta artists.
The Lilith Fair brought some of music's biggest stars to venues across North America, led by Canadian singer Sarah McLachlan and featuring everyone from Erykah Badu and Emmylou Harris to Chrissy Hynde and Bonnie Raitt. The event was a watershed moment for women in the music industry. A new documentary celebrates the legacy of those concerts. It's called Building a Mystery.
Singer Sarah McLachlan has launched an all-female tour.
This was the first time you'd seen
Lilith Fair came to Atlanta's Lakewood Amphitheater in 1997, 98, and 99. While Georgia musicians, including Indigo Girls, India RE, Michelle Malone, and Doria Roberts, played on stages around the country. Indigo Girls feature widely in the documentary and are back in town for their own show at Atlanta's Chastain Park on September 26. Atlanta singer Michelle Malone spoke with me from France about her memories of performing at Lilith Fair. So welcome, Michelle. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
You know, this groundswell of female musicians was kind of taking over, and record companies and MTV, and nobody knew what to do with all this woman power. And so Sarah McLachlan and some others had formed this great idea, we're going to do an all-women concert. And not just women who were the top of the charts, but really lifting women up at all levels and trying to create a diverse platform and things like that. What we're really interested in hearing about is maybe some of your memories. We'll start with when you first heard about the idea of Lilith Fair.
I'd like to just address the part where you said there was this groundswell of women in the 90s that were actually getting attention, because there's always been great female talent out there. And when I started in 1990, I was told by a lot of radio stations via my record label that they were already playing three women and they couldn't play more. They couldn't play me, for example, because they were playing, I don't know, Hart and Pat Benatar and whoever else was getting played at the time, right? So when Lilith came around, it was miraculous. It was mind-blowing, and I was so grateful. One of my favorite stories is sitting backstage with Emmylou, and we were all hanging out in the green room, all these gals. Everyone hung out. There wasn't a lot of ego, you know, there was none of that. Everyone was helping each other, and it was a lot of camaraderie. And Emmylou and I ended up being the last two people in the green room. And I just chose that moment to tell her that one of the first songs I ever sang in public was her song From Boulder to Birmingham. And her guitar was sitting right there, her 1958 Gibson Everly Brothers. And she sat there next to me on the couch, just she and I, and she sang me that song. And I learned so much in those, you know, 3 or 4 minutes about how to just give to other artists.
What would you want younger artists to know about Lilith Fair in addition to the camaraderie?
Well, that is what I'd like them to know. There's enough for everybody. And if we lift each other up and support each other, it'll just be that much better. It's not about who gets what or who's more famous or who's selling. Well, we don't sell records anymore. Who's getting more streams? It's really just about uplifting each other.
For GPB News, I'm Christy York Wooten in Atlanta.
That's it for today's edition of Georgia Today. I invite you to visit our webpage, gpb.org/news, where you'll find many of the stories that you hear on this podcast and a whole lot more, stories from our partners and from NPR. If you haven't yet hit subscribe on this podcast, take a moment to do that now. That'll help you to keep us current in your feed. And as always, we welcome feedback. Tell us what's going on in your community. We'd love to hear it. Send feedback to georgiatoday@gpb.org. I'm Orlando Montoya. Have a great weekend.
It's it's rare to find a podcast that can actually change your life. But when the show's called Life Kit, that's kind of the whole point. I'm Mariel Segarra. 3 times a week on the Life Kit podcast, we guide you through a topic we could all use help with, from personal development to healthy living to managing your dinero, with takeaways so you can start living what you learn right away. Escucha el Life Kit podcast from NPR.